Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
No, Lucy, I promise you don't need to worry about the boxes in the fridge. No, they're not poisonous. That was one time, and I made sure to label them after that. The food isn't going to get... Okay, fine, whatever. Rearrange the fridge. It's your time.
Ed Tucker, can I have a moment?
Lucy, you obviously decided to go through with this no matter what I have to say, so I'm gonna hang up. Sorry. Yeah, that's me. What's up?
My name's Linus Wickman. I heard from some friends of mine that you're pretty handy.
Shit, really? News travels fast in a small town, huh? Yeah, I'm good at a lot of different things. What do you need?
Well, I have a daughter, and I was wondering if you could build a loft bed for her. As good as you can make it, top-notch for her, happy to pay.
Yeah, I can do that. It'll be like $350-ish, if that's fair.
That's totally fine.
Great. Let me put down my number for you, and you can give me a call, and we can set up a time to meet and talk about it more, yeah?
Sounds nice.
Give me a sec. I have some sticky notes in one of my pockets. Here we go. All set.
Thank you, Dr. Tucker. You don't know how much this means to me.
It's nothing, and please call me Ed. Dr. Tucker makes me feel like I'm gonna get yelled at by my housemate for something or other again.
Ed, then. Thank you again.
Like I said, it's no problem. I gotta get going before the aforementioned housemate throws out my specimens or something, but like I said, give me a call.
Sure thing.
Mr. Wickman? You home? It's me, Ed. You said I should come over this afternoon to talk about the loft?
Ed! Hey, I was just busy with some work. Guess I got kind of caught up, lost track of time. Please, come in. Can I get you some water or coffee?
Just a glass of water, please. It's kind of a hike to get out here, and it's really hot out.
Oh, yeah. Sure, here, the kitchen's right this way. Let me grab that for you.
Thanks.
You want ice?
That would be nice, please. I was wondering if I could possibly see your daughter's room, so I can get a rough idea of sizing, I mean.
She's pretty busy. I don't want to interrupt her.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Do you have approximate dimensions for the room, or a floor plan I can look at least?
Sure. I think I have a floor plan in my desk somewhere, and actually, the guest bedroom down here is the same size as her room, if you want to take a look.
That'd be great, actually. It'll help me get a picture, and I won't risk bothering her. You never mentioned her name.
Didn't I? Oh, well, come along. The guest room's right this way.
Oh, yeah. You have a really nice place out here, Linus.
It is, isn't it? It's been in the family for a while. My mom raised me here, so I figured it was only right that my kiddo got the chance to grow up here, too. Ah, hang on a sec, the door's jammed. I don't usually come down here. There we go. It's a bit dusty, sorry.
Nah, it's fine. It's a whole hell of a lot tidier than my room, if it makes you feel any better. My housemate's always getting on my case about it.
Miss Kensington, right? The entire town's been wondering what it's like. I hardly ever see her.
Yeah. She's a bit of an odd duck, honestly.
I know the type. Oh, do you need a measuring tape or anything?
That'd be great, actually. And a pen and a piece of paper, too, if you don't mind. So I can get a sketch down of what I'm thinking, I mean.
Sure, I'll grab that for you.
Thanks. And God, sorry if this is weird, but do you keep anything for headaches around the house? Advil or ibuprofen or...
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I've just been getting these weird migraines lately. Probably pressure changes or something. It should be getting colder soon.
No worries. I know just what you mean.
I swear, they had 8-penny nails over here the last time I was in.
They probably had to move them to make room for something else.
I guess. It's kind of annoying, though. I just wanted to get in, grab the 2x4s, nails, and screws, and be right back out.
You want instant gratification, you mean? Really, I don't know why you're complaining. It's not like you have any pressing engagements today.
Hey, you're the one who wanted to tag along. You could have just stayed back at the house and do whatever it is you do when I'm not around.
I told you I need to pick up some cork for the window so the cold air doesn't get in the cooler months.
What, you don't trust me to get cork?
There's your 8-penny nails, Dr. Tucker.
Ah, there we go. Don't think I didn't notice you dodging the question, though. Do you seriously think I'll, what, start a newsworthy incident with cock before I get back?
Wouldn't put it past you, frankly.
Shut up. Oh, hey, they've got some nice stains for the wood. Maybe I'll grab one of them.
For what? Staining the floors? It's a ridiculous endeavor.
No, for the loft I'm making for Linus Wickman's daughter. Sounds like a nice kid. I go for something more adventurous, but I have no idea what she likes, so a low-key stain is probably the best bet.
You didn't pay attention to anything in her room. I'd think she'd have at least bedsheets in her favorite color.
Nah, I didn't get to go in. Linus said she was busy studying or something? I don't know.
So you're building a loft bed for a child you've never laid eyes on? That doesn't seem the slightest bit strange to you.
Like I said, she was busy. I'm sure it's nothing. You're probably just being paranoid and the kid has a test or something.
That's...
You know, for someone who insists that there's nothing weird going on in this town, you sure are willing to jump to conclusions with absolutely no evidence. Oh, hey, Linus.
Ed.
I was just getting stuff for the loft bed. Funny to run into you here. Oh, Lucy, this is Linus Wickman. Linus, this is my housemate, Lucy.
Nice to finally meet you, Miss Kensington.
Charmed, I'm sure. Edison, we really ought to get going.
We don't, actually. She's just pissy at me for pointing out her logical inconsistencies. She thinks I'm off my rocker for saying Jerusalem is a supernatural hotspot, and then goes spouting off on crazy theories herself.
I've told you time and time again, Edison, your theories are absurd and hardly grounded in reality.
Nah, I agree with you, Ed. There's definitely something weird going on around here. I've seen it myself, especially lately, like the whole frog thing.
Holy shit, you think so? I swear, everyone I talk to is allergic to the subject or something. You're, like, the only one who hasn't clammed up about it.
Maybe you could come over sometime and I could show you what I've been looking into. It's always good to talk to someone like-minded.
Dr. Tucker is conducting important research.
Dr. Tucker can speak for herself. And I'd love that. Linus, how's tomorrow for you? Around, 6 or 7?
Sure, I'm free then.
Great. All right, well, I still have to grab the 2x and Her Majesty's gotta get some cock. So we'd better get going.
That's the first good idea you've had all day.
All right then, I'll let you ladies go.
See you tomorrow then. You didn't have to be such a dick to him, he's pretty nice.
I don't trust him.
What, just because his kid was busy when I went over, you think he's a serial killer or something? Do you hear yourself, Lucy? You realize how absurd that is, right?
I never said he's a serial killer. I just think that it's suspect.
Right, okay. Whatever, I'm gonna go over there tomorrow and I'll probably have a lovely time talking to someone who actually believes what I say.
Fine, you do that.
I will.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
It's great to finally have someone to talk to about this stuff. Anytime I try and start, Lucy acts like I've dragged a dead skunk into the living room, and that's not even touching on how the townsfolk act.
I know how you feel. It's real frustrating to be the only one who seems to be aware of things.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone else knows there's something up, but they just don't want to face it, you know? Like, they don't want to stop living in the idyllic Jerusalem, Oregon, where the most dramatic thing that happens is someone's car breaking down.
Rather than giant monsters attacking people's livestock.
You heard about that?
Word gets around. I heard you tried to help out with that?
Yeah. Partially because of the research I sort of bullied my department's board into giving me a grant for, honestly. But I also, I don't know. I wanted to help in whatever way I could, I guess.
Jerusalem is lucky to have you.
Thanks. Oh, I was wondering, is the kiddo gonna come down?
Kiddo?
Yeah, your daughter. I wanted to ask if she had any preference for which side I put the ladder on.
Yeah, no, she's sort of conked out. Long day, you know. Don't worry, I made sure she had a snack before she went up to sleep. Gotta make sure she's ready for the big day.
Oh, yeah, I know the feeling. Well, I hope she sleeps well. Kid's gonna be going places when she gets older, I'm sure. Also, do you mind if I use the restroom?
Of course not. It's upstairs at the end of the hall. You can't miss it.
Thanks. I'll be right back, and then you can maybe tell me more about the stuff that happened before I got into town. Ugh, what is that? Supposed to be his kid's room? What the hell does she have in there? Oh, what the fuck? Shit. Oh, that is not a fucking human kid. There's no way that's... Oh, fuck. He doesn't have a daughter. That's a cocoon. That's why he wouldn't let me...
Well, this is unfortunate.
You
Lucy was right. You're some kind of alien.
Now, come on, Edison. That's just rude. You know very well that isn't true.
Then what the hell are you?
Maybe not as smart as you think you are.
Ah!
Or are you still running around like you're really so invincible?
How do you...
I'm sorry you won't be making it home tonight, Ed. You really aren't a half-bad person. And I know everyone's still set on it not being your time yet, but, well... I'm sure there's more than enough room for two cripples in that house.
Mind the pod, if you can. That's precious cargo.
Hey, get the fuck back, buddy, or I'll...
Oh, that's a nice try. I'll give you props for that. Keep that determination, Ed. You're gonna need it.
Why the hell does everyone keep saying that?
Does it feel good? Dr. Tucker, you were right all along. You don't even know how right you are. But let's see how many people believe you when you can't even speak.
Lucy?
Don't just lie there, move!
Why can't you mind your own damned business?
Why can't you die? Edison, my pocket! Take my lighter!
What am I supposed to do
with
that?
It's a bloody fucking cocoon!
Oh!
No! What the hell are you doing?
Infanticide, jackass! What the fuck just happened?
We ought to get out of here. Are you all right?
I don't know. He got in a hit. I don't know. His nails? They were sharp, and he had more on his wings? He had wings. I can walk, I think.
Wings? Don't be ridiculous.
Well, you saw them. You saw all of it. And where the fuck did you even come from anyway? Did you follow me?
After I became almost certain you were going to get yourself killed? Yes. Before you say anything, remember that if I hadn't followed my instincts, you'd likely have a lot worse than a sore throat right now. I told you Mr. Wickman seemed like trouble, but you couldn't listen.
How the fuck are you acting like any of this is normal? You just saw a dude transform into something that was not human, and we burnt down a fucking cocoon, daughter, or whatever, and you're
clearly in shock, Edison. Your mind is trying to deal with the traumatic event you just witnessed. I have no idea why this is what it's concocted, but the reality must simply be too much for you to face. Mr. Wickman was clearly a disturbed individual, however, as evidenced by the mess in his home. I'm not about to apologize for following you.
Fine. Whatever. I'm glad you did, I guess, because I don't really want to be dead, but... Fuck, Lucy, just... How can you possibly say everything that happened up there wasn't real?
There's no evidence. Just the mess he created in his upstairs bedroom. Simply yarn and paint. I have no idea what he was trying to accomplish or what he was doing with all of that Vaseline that was on the floor and his creation, but...
That wasn't Vaseline, and you damn well know it! Stop closing your eyes and plugging your ears! There is something going on in Jerusalem, okay? No matter what you want to say, and I am sick and fucking tired of everyone calling me crazy for being the only person willing to accept the truth!
I think we ought to take you to emergency care.
And I think I'm a
goddamn adult who can make my own damn choices. We have a first aid kit back at home. I'll be fine. And don't dodge this subject. Every time I try and bring this shit up, you ignore me.
Fine. No urgent care. But please, get in the truck. I'll drive. You're in no shape to be trying to do it.
This is exactly what I mean! Why won't you just freak the fuck out or something? I know that I wasn't the only one who saw it. You wouldn't be so cagey and avoiding my questions if you hadn't seen it. What do you lose by saying, yes, Ed, you were right. There's something supernatural going on in this town.
My dignity. I'm not about to validate your outlandish theories just because your mind has convinced you that a disturbed, violent man is also somehow a supernatural entity.
Fuck. Your dignity. That's rich coming from the woman who followed me. What dignity?
I thought you said you were glad of it.
Yeah, I am, but you're also being a fucking hypocrite, and I'm damn well going to call you out on... Fuck.
Edison?
It's nothing, just... my shoulder. He got his claws, yes, they were fucking claws, in it. That's gonna be fun to try and get out of the upholstery.
I'm sure you'll figure something out. Do you have an extra shirt or something in there?
Yeah. Probably.
Good. Use it to compress the wound until we get back and we can tend to it properly.
Which one of us is the doctor here?
Neither. Now let's go.
Hey, I have...
Medical doctor, Edison. You know what I mean. And perhaps something for your throat, too.
Do you seriously think tea is going to work on choking bruises?
I think if it helps you be in less pain, it's worth a try.
Wow, touching words. Be still, my beating heart. Careful, or William Shakespeare will get jealous.
The lizard? Oh, never mind. Shut up.
William's great. He listens to me when I talk about my theories, unlike some people.
Well, a lizard isn't going to come save your ass from getting murdered.
Is that the second time today you've...
Shut up.
No, you shut up. I get to savor this. That's like the most Britishest thing you've said, and that's saying a lot.
It's simply a difference in dialect. It's not that amusing.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking hilarious.
Perhaps if you toned down the fervent gesturing. Or watched where you were going.
Hey, perfect spot for a weirdo like Linus to hide out, I guess. Kind of remote. Kind of annoying.
Would it be any better if he lived in a nice two-story on Main Street?
You know what I mean.
I think you watch too many mysteries. That's why you insist on concocting these bizarre theories.
You think I took a look at all the evidence and then decided to call it proof of the supernatural because I, what, watched too many episodes of The X-Files?
Well, you do sound a bit like the tall one.
We both know his name is Mulder. Is that why you're constantly being the skeptic? Because you want to be Scully?
I play the skeptic, as you say, because real life is hardly ever so absurd as 90% of conspiracy theories would have you believe.
That still leaves another 10%. Oh, right. English major.
Cryptozoologist.
Keep going. You've got three more.
Bloody annoying. How about that?
Doctor. Bloody annoying. To you.
Where the Stars Fell is a production of Caldera Studios and is produced by Newton Shottlecotty. This episode was written by Charleston Aris and Newton Shottlecotty. The voice of Linus Wickman was Reese Geistman. The voice of Lucille Kensington was Madeline Harvio. The voice of Dr. Edison Tucker was Newton Shottlecotty. Script edits were done by Lucy Brown, with a sensitivity read by Kit Adams. All sound effects taken from Audio Library, Sound Library, Nagati Studio, Original Foley, or used under Creative Commons license. Find transcripts, social media links, and places to listen at wherethestarsfell.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Also, Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay, okay.
In a dangerous new world.
While we can see the helicopters coming in, it looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live-action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just go.
I'm Myrna.
Grant checking in.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh my god.
Wow.
We'll look for us.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't, no.
Facing Fate, Black Knight. Available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
A Dumb Dragons production.